Dear Lord, we thank you for your word.
主啊，我们为你的话语感谢你。
We ask that you will help us as we study.
当我们学习你的话语的时候，求你来帮助我们。
To understand your word.
让我们能了解你的话语。
And to apply your word.
把你的话语应用在我们的生活中。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
While I am waiting, let me ask you a question.
当我等的时候，我就问大家一个问题。
How many of you read your Bible this week?
多少人这个星期有读经?
Please raise your hand if you read your Bible this week.
你这个星期有没有读经?
Okay, keep your hands up.
你的手一直举着,请你一直举着。
This is a test, two questions.
现在这有两个问题。
Question two.
第二个问题。
How many of you did something different this week?
你这个人有没有这个星期因为读经了你做的行为有所不同
Because of what you read.
因为你读经所以你做的你的行为有所改变。
Okay,
我听
听
在低头思想手都放下了包括。
If you say, oh, that's a very hard question.
如果你说哦这是一个很难的问题。
That is today's class.
那就是今天的我们所要讲的。
We have looked at this scripture before, let's look again, James chapter 1.
让我们首先看雅各书第一章,雅各书第一章。
You see, over the last few weeks, we have talked about, or the last few months, observing scripture.
我们前几个月在讲说对经文的观察。
What does it say?
它这个经文到底在讲什么呢?
Reading it and just asking, what's in there?
你就说这个到底是在讲什么呢?经文里边。
We've talked about interpreting scripture.
我们讲到释经。
What does it mean?
这个经文是什么意思呢?
Just this month.
就这个月。
Someone said to me about a verse.
有些人给我讲了一个经文。
What that means to me is.
对我这些经文的意思是。
And when they got done telling me what it meant to them.
当他们讲完说这个经文对他们意味着什么的时候。
I thought, wow.Paul wrote it.
我就想说，哎呀，真是不得了，保罗写的。
He would have never recognized that.
保罗肯定是完全不能想到说这个人会这么理解的。
I thought when they get to heaven.
我说当他们这些人到天堂以后。
And they say, Paul, I really love this verse you wrote.
然后他们说，哎呀，保罗，我真是喜欢你写的这一句话。
He's going to say.
然后保罗会说。
I never said that.
我可不是那个意思。
Yes, I wrote that verse.
是的，我那句话是我写的。
But I didn't say what you said I said.
但是我说的可不是你说的。
Before I can apply it, I have to ask, what does it mean?
就是在我们能应用之前，我们要先问说它到底什么意思。
Specifically, what did the person who wrote it mean?
就是说这个写作者他到底他的意思是什么。
But then, for the last two classes I have been trying to get through, how do we apply it?
就是过去两节课我们就说在讲如何应用。
How does it look in my life?
说在我的生命中这个意味着什么呢?
And so I ask you how many of you read the Bible and I have a pretty good number of hands.
然后我刚才问大家有多少人这个星期读经了有好多人举手。
But the next question tends to be more difficult.
下一个问题呢就更困难了。
And that is,
就是
how many of us did something different as a result of reading?
有多少人是因为我们读经所以你这个星期你的一些生活行为有些改变
Because the writer of Hebrews says the word of God is like a sharp sword.
希伯来书的作者说神的话就好像两刃的剑
That opens up our heart.
把我们的灵与魂都能刺开
Opens it.
把我们的心体的
Allows God to look in.
就好像打开我们的心让神能看检查我们里边
allows us to see ourselves
也让我们能看到我们自己
and say, ah, I better change this.
然后说哎呀我最好这边方面要改变
Sometimes it might be a big thing.
有的时候是一件很大的事情
Sometimes it might be a little thing.
有的时候可能是一件很小的事情
But I'm convinced that if we read God's word faithfully,
但是我确信如果我们忠实地来读神的话语
And we listen to it.
然后我们真的是聆听。
It's going to change how we live.
会改变我们的生活方式。
Miss Swartz this morning talked about the church at Ephesus.
妈咪早晨讲到这个以弗所的教会。
Do you realize that the church at Ephesus that is addressed in Revelation 2 is the church that received the letter to the Ephesians.
你知道这个保罗写给那个启示录里边那个以弗所的教会，就是保罗写给以就是那个以弗所书信的那个收到那个书信的教会吗？
The same church.
它是同一个教会。
They have this letter that tells them this is how to live.
他们有从保罗来的书信告诉他们要如何的生活。
It even talks specifically about how to walk in love.
然后尤其保罗讲到要在爱中行走。
Now let me ask you a question.
我问大家一个问题。
If the Palm Beach Chinese Church
如果我们棕榈滩华人教会
had its own letter,
如果我们有我们自己从神来的教书信
from the Apostle Paul written to us,
如果就是保罗专门给我们棕榈滩华人教会写了一封信
do you think we would read it?
我们会不会读呢？我们肯定都会。
Yeah. Would we kind of treasure it?
我们会不会很珍惜、很宝贵那个书信呢
？We would probably have a special box up here.
我们可能放一个特别的一个有一个大的框子，一个镜框放在那上边。
Paul's letter to the Palm Beach Chinese.
哦，这是保罗写给棕榈滩华人教会的书信
，right？
对不对
？That would be our letter.
那是给我们的信。
That's what Ephesians was. That was their letter.
你知道吗？那就是给以弗所教会的书信。
But it seems to me that in the time between receiving Paul's letter,
但是对我看起来好像从他们收到保罗的书信的时候
，and Revelation 2,
到那个写启示录的时候
，Oh yes, they read it.
他们当然他们在读这个书信。
They're proud of it.
他们也非常引以为荣。
We have our own letter.
你看，我们有我们自己的书信。
But they quit.Applying it.
但是他们却没有停止再把这个应用在他们的生活中。
It becomes a letter to put in a special case at the front of the church.
那个信好像只是放在那儿保存起来。
But they no longer live it out.
但是他们却没有把它活出来。
And that is always the danger in reading the Bible.
所以呢，这总是在我们读圣经的一个危险。
Very often we read it and we think of other people who ought to hear this verse.
然后我们每次读圣经上说，哎呀，那个人他应该好好的读这一节。
I just drove back from Illinois this week.
我今天这个星期刚刚从那个伊利诺州开车回来。
Very foolishly, we decided we needed to drive in one day.
然后我们的一个很错误的决定就是我们想一天开回来。
So Monday morning, we left at 3 in the morning and got here at midnight that night.
然后我们凌晨三点离开，然后我们回到家都到半夜了。
And so my wife and I were listening to a book by Charles Dickens on our trip.
然后我们在路上我们就听那个狄更斯的一部小说，就听那个。
And Charles Dickens does a wonderful job of describing different personalities.
然后狄更斯他很擅长于描述不同的人的个性。
And I would be listening to him talk about Uriah Heep.
然后我就在他听了他讲的这个人物。
And I would think, oh, I know that person.
然后我就说，哦，我知道那个人。
You know, as he describes, I would think of people I have met, those personalities.
然后我就听他讲，我就想象那些我没有见过的，他们的个性是什么样的。
And sometimes we can read the Bible and we can think, ah, Elder Zhang needs to hear this.
有的时候我们会听了这个，看圣经说，哎呀，庄长老应该好好学习这句话。
Ah, I hope Brother Charles reads this verse.
啊，我知道乔尔斯弟兄可能应该好好读。
Here's a good one for Quincy.
哦，还有这个给王庆弟兄这句话。
James says.
但是雅各说。
Chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
The person who reads the word.
他说你们听了那个神的话。
And does not live it out, does not change.
但是听到却不把它行出来，没有把它活出来的。
It is like a person who sees themselves in a mirror.
就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目。
And walks away.
然后就走开了。
And forgets what I look like.
然后他就忘了自己到底刚才看的是什么。
Because God's word is a mirror.
因为神的话语就是一面镜子。
To hold up.
就让我们放在自己面前。
And say, ah, I need to change this.
然后你就说，哦，我这方面需要改变。
I need to do this.
我需要做这个。
So this morning what I want to look at is some questions to ask.
所以今天早晨我想要看的我们应该问的一些问题。
As we are applying scripture.
当我们来把这个经文应用在我们生活中的时候。
And I found out later that you did this somewhat last week, I believe.
我觉得上个星期的作业好像就有在
So this will be a review.
所以这个是一个复习。
However, many of you didn't raise your hand that you applied it this week.
所以好多人都我问说有没有把经文应用在你们生活中，很少的人举手，所以我觉得再复习一遍。
Let me, before I do that, talk about the homework on the back of your sheet.
让我们看看我们的这个家庭作业
Because over the last few months, and I apologize, it's been spread out so much because of my travel, but we have looked at the different steps of reading scripture.
然后我很抱歉，过去几个月因为我自己的这个到处到不在教会，那我们就很就是很零散。那现在我们来看看我们过去所读的这些所学习的这些步骤。
The last 2 weeks of August, I want to pull together and look at how that looks in a specific section.
然后我就是最后的两个星期，我想说我们看这个所有的这些怎么应用在一个特别的特定的景况里。
We're going to use Ephesians.
我们会用以弗所来做一个示范。
So this week, what I would like to ask you to do.
所以这个星期呢，我们的家庭作业就是什么呢
？And please remember, I told you long ago, I am a teacher.
所以请大家记住，很多很久以前我就告诉你们，我是老师。
So I like to give homework.
所以我很喜欢给你们家庭作业。
This is Sunday school, so I think school I should be able to give homework.
这是主日学校，所以我想学校嘛，总是应该有家庭作业的。
So this is the homework.
所以这是我们的家庭作业。
Read through Ephesians this week.
所以请你这个星期把以弗所书读一遍。
Six chapters.
一共六章。
So, for those of you who are not good in math.
所以你的如果数学不好的话。
One chapter a day will do it.
然后一天读一章正好就完了。
Try to make this easy for you.
所以这样对你简
单一点。Have a highlighter.
拿一个荧光笔。
And highlight each time you see the words in Christ.
每次你看到那个在基督里的时候你就把它
In him.
还有在他里面。
Sometimes Paul says in the beloved.
然后有时候保罗说我所爱的。
In whom.
或者说在他里面。
Any words that refer to something that is in Christ.
说任何跟说就是表述这个词是说在基督里面的你把它画下来。
When you are done.
当你画完之后。
I would like for you to make two lists and bring them next Sunday.
我想让你们做两个列表把它带过来。
Chapters 1 through 3 make a list of all of the blessings that come to us in Christ.
在以弗所第一到三章列出我们相信的人在基督里的一切福气。
Just so you understand, let me give you an example.
我要不要给大家一个例子呢？
In chapter 1,
比如说在以弗所书的第一章
verse 4,
第四节
He chose us in him, that's in Christ.
他说在基督里拣选了我们这里边就是在基督里你可以把它画下来
So one of the blessings is,
所以这个福气是什么呢
We're chosen.
我们是被拣选的
And we're chosen not because of how good we are.
并不是因为我们很好所以我们被拣选
We're chosen In him.
我们在他里边被拣选，在基督里被拣选。
Then in chapters 4 through 6,
然后在以弗所4到6章
make a list,
然后再画一个，列一个表。
Of the things that we are supposed to do because we are in him.
就是因为我们在基督里，我们所要做的一切事。
Verse 1, he's going to say, walk worthy of your calling.
保罗就说既然蒙召行事于人就当与蒙召的恩相称这是第四章第一节
Because we're in him
因为我们在他里面
Because we have been chosen
因为我们被他所拣选
We're supposed to walk a certain way
所以呢我们的行事为人就应该有一定的方式
So do that this week and we will look at it next time
所以呢我们这个星期请大家做家庭作业下个星期我们一起来回顾
Okay so applying scripture
应用经文
I want to suggest 5 questions to ask.
我想要就是说问大家有五个问题你可以问的。
There are many other questions we could ask.
当然还有许多别的问题我们可以问。
But this to me helps keep it very simple.
这个呢这五个问题对我来讲就是让你很容易记。
And that is this.
就是
First of all, when I'm reading,
当我读神的话语的时候
Is there a sin? That I need to avoid.
有没有当逃避免逃避的罪
Is there something in my life that doesn't please God that He wants me to change?
有没有在我的生命中有些事情是神所不喜悦的，他想要我改变
Now, if you are reading God's word carefully,
如果你是仔细的读神的话
or let me ask you a question before I say that.
或者另外一个方面，我来问一个问题
How many of you can remember sometime in the last year? That you've been reading the Bible, and all of a sudden you realize, wait a minute, I'm not doing what it says.
多少人还记得在去年什么时候你读神的圣经，你突然脑子灵光一闪，说，哎呀，我好像没有照神的话去做，去年发生的。
What I'm doing is wrong, it's a sin.
我所做的是错的，是罪。
How many of you can remember that?
多少人还记得去年？
A few of you.
有几个人。
You know, most of us should be able to raise our hand there.
我们大多数人应该举手。
As we're reading,
当我们读神的话语的时候，
and we read, love one another.
那里边讲到说你们要彼此相爱。
As I, Jesus,
就像我耶稣，
have loved you.
就像我那样去爱你们。
Now, if you read that verse,
如果你读到这句经文，
how many of you can think of someone,
你能不能脑中里想到一个人，
another Christian,
另外一个基督徒，
that you really cannot say you love them the way Jesus loves you?
你确实不，你诚实的讲，你不能说你爱他就像耶稣爱
他那样
的人。
Any hands on that one? I have to raise both of my hands.
我可以把我两个手都举起来。
Okay, now we're starting to get more hands up.
现在大家都举手。
You see, when I read that,
当我读到那句话的时候，
and it says, this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to love all of my Christian brothers the same way Jesus loved me.
这句话就说，我应该像耶稣基督那样去爱我所有的弟兄姐妹。
And I think, wait a minute.
我就说，等一下。
I don't love this person at all.
我根本就不喜欢那个人。
At that point,
在那个点上，
There is a sin I need to avoid.
那有一个罪是我当避免的。
Right?
对不对？
Now, there are two ways that I think we respond in the wrong way.
我们有两种错误的回应方式。
Some Christians,
有些基督徒，
see that,
他们看到这个，
and they say, ah, that's not important.
然后他们说，哎呀，这个不重要。
Ah, I'm not going to worry about it.
哦，我才不去担心这个。
Someone said to me,
有些人对我说，
I like to sin,
我喜欢犯罪。
God likes to forgive.
神喜欢饶恕。
We're a good team.
所以我们是一个很好的一个团队。
No.
不是这样的。
That's absurd.
那个简直荒唐。
When I read how much my sin cost Jesus Christ.
当我知道我的罪，为了我的罪，耶稣所要付出的代价的时候，
I cannot say,
我不能说，
it's no big deal.
说那个不是什么大事。
That's one mistake.
那种一种错误。
Other Christians, they'll become very discouraged and almost hopeless. Oh, I'm not living the way I'm supposed to.
有些基督徒就觉得非常的灰心，甚至都绝望，说：“哎呀，我没有活出来耶稣让我活的样子。”
God's going to be so angry at me.
神肯定对我好生气。
No.
也不是这样的。
Because that very death of His Son was out of the love that He has for me.
因为神的儿子的死就显示出了神对我们的爱。
But between those is,
但在这两个反应态度之间，
God, I'm sorry.
你说神啊，对不起。
I just realized what I am doing is not right.
我刚刚意识到我所做的其实是不对的。
God, would you forgive me?
神啊，你好，请你原谅我。
And then would you help me?
请你好不好，你帮助我。
This area in my life.
把我生命中的这方面改变。
That's how I should respond when I read in God's word and see a sin in my life.
所以呢，当你读神的话，你看到一个你的生命中的罪的时候，你是应该以这种方式来回应。
How many of you have a GPS in your car?
多少人有那个定位系统？
Or in your phone that you put.
或者在你的手机上有这个定位系统。
You know, the GPS is wonderful.
你知道那个定位系统是很棒的一个工具。
Because you enter in where you're going to go and it tells you what to do.
然后你把你的地址目的地放下来，它告诉你怎么走。
But sometimes,
但有的时候，
you make a wrong turn.
有时候你那个转错了方向。
Maybe you're daydreaming.
也许你在做白日梦。
And you just miss the turn.
或者你就一下开过去了。
And your GPS says to you,
你的定位系统就对你说，
You made the wrong turn.
你现在你转错地方了。
You didn't listen to what I said.
你没听我的。
So I'm not going to give you any more instructions.
所以呢，我就不再给你任何指导了。
You're lost forever.
你就永远的迷路了，就是丧失了吧。
Right?
是不是 GPS 是这么告诉你的？
Anybody have a GPS like that?
多少人有这么一个定位系统？
I hope not.
Someone do have this. Yeah.
Your GPS says,
你的那个定位系统说，
recalculating,
他说重新校正，
make a U-turn,
你们前面去打个那个U-turn, 就是转回，
get back on path.
然后呢再回到那个正确的方向。
But I have met Christians who think,
我碰到一些基督徒，他们是这么想的，
that God loves them less than their GPS.
神爱他们比爱那个定位系统更少。
Because they think that if they get off and they make a wrong turn, He's going to say, well, you didn't obey me, you're lost forever.
然后呢他就觉得神都不甚还没有 GPS 对他们好。他说如果我一旦走错了神就说好了你不听我的就这样了。
No.
不是这样
的。He wants us to listen.
神想要我们去听。
He wants us to take it seriously.
神想要我们把这个真的是认真起来。
But then he's going to say,
然后神就会接着说
make a U-turn.
你要转向。
God, I'm sorry.
你说神啊对不起
This is not how I should be living.
我不应该这样生活
Let me give you an example.
我给大家一个例子
Simon Peter
彼得
Acts chapter 10
在那个使徒行传22章
Simon Peter is up on the roof of a flat roof of a house and he's praying.
然后保彼得呢在一个房顶上祷告
He gets hungry.
然后他又肚子饿了
He falls into a trance.
然后他就开始就是好像到那个异象看到异象。
And he has a vision, a dream.
然后他就有一个第十章 ,OK, 第十章使徒行传第十章他就有一个异做梦。
A sheet comes down from heaven.
然后他又看到天上降下来一个大的布。
And it has animals on it that a Jewish person will not eat because they are unclean.
它里边有这种各种各样的动物是犹太人不能吃的因为他们是不洁净的。
And a voice says,
然后有声音对他说
Kill this and eat it.
他说宰了吃彼得起来。
And Peter, who loves it, seems to argue with God.
好像彼得很爱跟神辩论一下说
No, Lord.
他说主啊这是不可的。
I don't eat those things.
我不吃这些东西。
The voice comes again.
然后这个第二次有声音向他说
Peter.
说彼得
What God makes clean, you don't call unclean.
神所洁净的你不可当作俗物。
And this happens three times.
然后这样的一连三次。
And finally the sheet is taken away.
然后那个东西就被收回天上去了。
And Peter is trying to decide what does this mean.
然后彼得心里正在想这到底是什么意思。
And in Acts 10, what it means is a Gentile.
这个意味的是一个外邦人。
Who Peter considers unclean.
保罗认为彼得认为这个是不洁净的。
Is coming to ask Peter to come and preach.
就是要请彼得去他家里去。
And God is preparing him by saying, Peter,If I send them, you don't call them unclean.
所以呢神在预备彼得就是说我送这些人来你不要说他们是不洁净的。
But what I want you to see today is this.
我想让大家看到的是
Peter says, no God, you're wrong, I don't do that.
然后彼得说神啊你错了我不能吃。
That food is unclean.
那个东西是不洁净的。
Here's what I want you to see though.
我想看你看到这句话。
Should Peter have already known that food was clean?
彼得是不是应该已经知道那个食物是不洁净的?
Had he already been told that he should eat that unclean food?
他有没有已经被告知说你去吃那个东西?
Mark chapter 7.
马可福音第七章。
Jesus is teaching.
主耶稣教导说。
And he tells them.
他告诉他们。
What goes into the person from outside does not defile them.
他说从外面进去的不能污秽人。
And look at what Mark puts in parentheses.
在那个哥林多书 ,which one? First Corinthians?
Mark.
Yeah, I got that one. 7:19. 19, okay. 马可福音第七章十九节。
When he said this, he declared all foods clean.
当这样说的时候，神其实是在宣称所有的食物都是洁净的。
Here's what I want you to see.
我想让大家看到的是
Peter is listening to Jesus.
彼得在听耶稣讲话。
And in Jesus' teaching, Jesus teaches there's no such thing as unclean food.
主耶稣在马可福音上教导说各样的食物都是洁净的。
And he teaches through his example there's no such thing as unclean people.
然后呢神也通过这个例子来教导说没有说不洁净的人。
Should Peter understand that lesson?
那个彼得是不是应该已经了解学到这个功课了呢
Should, I mean, Jesus
is
teaching it.
因为你知道吗这主耶稣在教他。
I think he ought to understand.
我觉得他应该是不是应该明白了。
But Jesus goes back to heaven.
但是主耶稣现在回到天堂了。
We have Pentecost.
然后呢就是五旬节
A little while later,
然后又过了一阵
Acts chapter 10,
在那个《使徒行传》第十章
，God has to teach Peter the very same lesson again。
然后神要把这个已经教过他的工作再重新教一遍。
Do you see it？
你看到了吗
？Acts 10 is the very same lesson he taught him in Mark 7。
就是说，主耶稣在第《使徒行传》第十章教的功课，跟马可福音第七章是一模一样的功课。
Now Peter knows the lesson, right？
现在彼得是不是应该了解到学到这个功课了呢？
We'll never have trouble again.
他是不是以后再也不会有问题了
？Everybody agree?
大家同意吗
？Galatians 2.
现在我们回到那个加拉太书第二章。
10 years later.
又过了十年。
Paul says.
保罗说
，I came and I saw Peter.
后来说，我看彼得有可责之处。
He was eating with Gentiles.
哦，这就是说保罗说，我到了安提阿，我看到彼得刚开始跟那个外邦人一起吃饭。
But when a bunch of Jewish big shots from Jerusalem came,
但是呢，有些从那个耶路撒冷来的犹太人到这个安提阿了。
Peter says, "I'm not going to eat with you Gentiles."
然后彼得马上就说，哎呦，我不能跟你们外邦人一起吃饭。
You guys are unclean.
你们这些人是不洁净的。
And Paul says,
保罗就说。
I withstood him to the face. That means I chewed him out.
我就当面抵挡他，就是当面向他吐口水，还是什么意思？把他给就是推出去。
Really,
Stephen?
Yeah.
就是说，我就当面向他吐口水。
Paul says, Peter.
保罗说，彼得。
You know better.
你比别人知道的更多。
Jesus taught you that in Mark 7.
主耶稣在马可福音第七章就教过你。
God taught it to you in Acts 10.
然后神在使徒行传第四章又教过你。
You better go back and apologize to those Gentiles.
你最好回去向那些外邦人道歉。
Now here's why I love that story.
为什么我很喜欢这个故事呢
？God is more patient than we give him credit for.
真的，神比我们所能够想到的更有耐心。
He doesn't ignore our sin.
他不会说忽略我们所犯的罪。
He doesn't ignore Peter's prejudice.
他不是去忽略彼得的这个偏见。
But he does very patiently teach the lesson over and over and over.
但是神是很有耐心的，一遍又一遍又一遍的来教导他这个功课。
Which means good news and bad news.
这是好消息，也是坏消息。
Let me give you the good news first.
首先我们讲好消息。
And the good news is, if you will listen.
好消息，如果你要听的话。
If you will read.
如果你读神的话
，and say, God, is there a sin that I need to avoid in my life?
如果你就问神说，神那有没有在我生命中当逃避的罪
？He will patiently teach you step by step.
神就会一步一步耐心的教导你。
But can I give you a little bit of bad news?
我可不可以给大家一点坏消息
？A little warning.
一点点这个警告。
The more times he has to teach it,
这个神要教导你的次数越多
，I think the more painful it can become.
那后边的功课就越来越痛苦。
You know, if you're a mother,
如果你是妈妈的话
and you tell your child something,
你告诉孩子要做什么事情
and they don't do it,
然后他们就不去做
and you very quietly tell them again,
然后你就安静的再告诉他们一次
and they don't do it,
然后他们还是不做
and you very quietly tell them
然后你就很安静的再告诉他们一次他们还是不去
and you say, I'm telling you for the last time,
然后你就大好说给你最后一次讲
right?
对不对
Jesus very kindly teaches Peter in Mark 7.
主耶稣很慈祥的在马可福音第七章教导彼得。
Acts 10, God very gently teaches him.
然后神在使徒行传第十章，神也很温柔的教导他。
Galatians 2, Paul uses or God uses little Paul.
然后在加拉太书，神用了这个不高的这个保罗。
And Paul grabs Peter and says, "I'm telling you for the last time."
然后彼得就保罗就抓着彼得衣服说，我最后一次告诉你。
Please, please, please become sensitive to God's voice.
所以呢，希望你对神的话语是敏感的。
Learn as He teaches us.
当他教导我们的时候，我们就要去学习。
When we read it in His Word.
当我们在神读神的话语的时候。
Love your brother as I love you.
说你就爱你的弟兄像我爱你那样。
Listen to God's gentle voice.
聆听神温柔的声音。
And say, God.
你说神呢
？I want to obey that.
我想要服从。
Second. Is there a sin to avoid? Is there a promise to claim?
有没有可支取的应许
？Sometimes the way I apply God's word is simply by looking for the promise and saying, "Thank you, God."
有的时候我们把神的话语应用在我们的生命中，就是说看神给我们的这个应许，说谢谢你神。
As I see the wonderful promises in His Word.
然后我们看到神在他话语中所给我们这些奇妙的应许。
It can encourage me.
会鼓励我们的心。
You see, we live in a world that tends, it seems to me, to become very discouraged.
就是这个世界好像越来越令人丧气。
When I was going to China, I turned off my Facebook account.
在我去中国的时候，我就把我的脸书账号给关了。
Because Facebook is blocked in China.
因为在中国是看不了脸书的。
And I didn't want people to send me messages, and I don't answer.
然后因为我不想说别人给我送信息，我又不回应。
So I just turned it off so that they can't even click on my name.
所以呢，我就把我的那个脸书关掉，他们甚至都找不到我。
I've been back now for a month.
现在我回来了。
I haven't turned it back on.
我还没把它打开。
Because I find I really, really like not hearing all the bad news on this.
因为我不想听到那些坏消息。
And for 2 months now,
说过了两个月。
I don't read all of the rants from my friends about how terrible the world is.
然后我现在就不去读我那些朋友的抱怨，说这个世界变得多么糟糕。
And I kind of like not reading it.
然后我也觉得好像不读挺好的。
I may never turn it back on.
也许我从来不会把它在脸书再打开。
But we live in a world that is full of constant discouragement and bad news.
所以我们所生活的这个世界充满了各种各样令人丧气的坏消息。
And one way that we can apply God's word.
我们可以把这个应用在我们生活中的事。
Is simply by saying.
就是简单的说。
God.
神呢。
What are your promises to me?
你对我的应许是什么呢?
How does it apply in my life?
你的这个应许怎么样可以应用在我的生活中?
I look, what does it say? How does God want to speak into my life?
我就看神是怎么样对我的生命来说话。
Third, is there an action to take?
第三个，有没有当采取的行动?
I should have put this in bold so you could see, but it spells space.
实际上我应该把它写的那个生字大字字体。
That's why I like it. It's easy to remember.
这样的话我们就会记住那个当采取的行动。
Stand, promise, and action.
他说这个是相当于一个那个藏头诗一样，它应该叫 space, 就是最应许还有行动。
I'm sure it doesn't do that in Chinese.
Yes, 它中文是没有这种藏头诗的，英文是有的。
Sometimes as I'm reading,
有的时候我在读的时候
I say, I ought to do this.
说我应该做这个。
Let me give you an example.
一个例子。
This year I have been reading several times in the book of Nehemiah.
今年我读了好几遍的这个尼希米记。
And if you were in our English cell group, what does Nehemiah do every time he's in trouble?
如果你是那个英文的查经班，你说那个尼希米每次碰到困难的时候，他们做什么呢？
He prays.
然后那个尼希米就是祷告。
Some of the prayers in Nehemiah are long.
有些那个祷告是很长的。
But then there's the prayer in chapter 2.
像尼希米第二章那个祷告呢。
Where he's standing in front of the king.
他在那个国王面前。
And the king says.
这个国王就说。
What's wrong? You don't look happy.
说你到底有什么问题吗？你看上去挺不高兴的。
Nehemiah says, how can I be happy?
尼希米就说我怎么可以高兴呢？
My home is in ruins.
他说我的家乡遭大难，都在荒
凉。The walls are broken down. The gates have been burned. We're in disgrace.
他说我们的那个城墙都被拆毁，我们在很大的这个受凌辱。
And the king says.
然后国王就说。
What would you like?
国王就说你要求什么？
And Nehemiah too says. Nehemiah prayed to the God of heaven.
尼希米第二章就说。于是尼希米默祷天上的神。
And then he answered the king.
然后他就对王说。
Now think about it a minute.
想一想。
The king is sitting there on his throne.
然后那个国王坐在他的宝座上。
Waiting for an answer.
还等着他，要等着他说话。
Do you think that Nehemiah began to pray?
你有没有想到尼希米开始祷告？
Almighty Father.
他说，我们在天上的父。
Thou art mighty and awesome.
你是大而可畏的神。
Do you think he prayed that way?
你觉得他是那样祷告的吗?
I don't think so.
我觉得他不是。
The king's sitting there.
因为那个国王就坐在宝座上。
I think he prayed this.
我想他可以这样祷告。
God, I really need help right now.
他说，神啊，我现在需要你的帮助。
And then he said, this is what I need from you.
然后他就对国王说，这是我需要的这个。
I read that.
然后我就读这个章。
And I look at my life.
然后我就看看我自己的生命。
What do I do when I face a difficult situation?
我在一个困难的境况中，我会怎么做呢？
How many of you, your first response?
就是我们多少人，我们的第一反应就是
When there is a difficulty,
当那里有难处的时候
Your first response is to pray.
你的第一个反应就是祷告。
A few, okay.
有些举手，有几个。
I have to admit,
我必须要承认
My first response is,
我的常常的第一反应
Oh, what are we going to do?
呀，我该怎么办呢？
Make a list of all the problems.
然后先把那个问题都写下来。
Here's the worst that could happen.
然后说这个会有什么什么样的后果。
And there's probably something even worse that I forgot to include.
然后是不是有些更糟糕的事情我没有把它写下来。
And when I finally am ready to just give up.
当我最后我都要决定要放弃的时候。
Oh,
然后我想起来。
I guess I could pray.
也许我应该我可以祷告嘛。
But when I read Nehemiah.
但是当我读尼希米记的时候。
It gives me an action to take.
他告诉我我有什么样的行动可以采取。
What's the first thing I ought to do?
我所做的第一件事情，当我面对一个危机，第一件事情要做的是什么
？Pray.
祷告。
That might shorten my list of bad things that may happen.
也许这样的话会帮助我这个发生在我生命中的坏事情会减少。
It will change my outlook on the situation.
起码会改变我在这个情况中的。
Nehemiah shows me an action to take.
这是我尼希米告诉我应该采取什么样的行动。
Is there a command to obey?
有没有当遵守的诫命
？I've told you before.
我给大家以前讲过。
When you're reading Paul's letters,
当你读保罗书信的时候
，in almost every letter, there's three exceptions, I think.
差不多所有的书信除了三封以外
，but in almost every letter,
差不多在所有的书信
，the first half says, "I believe this, we believe this, we believe this, we believe this."
前面半部分都会想，我相信这个，相信这个，相信这个。
And then somewhere in the letter, it will say, "Therefore."
中间就会说，因此，所以。
Because of that.
因为那个。
This is what you should do.
那就是你要做的。
And the rest of the letter is a list of commands.
就是一些诫命和吩咐。
Do this, do this, do this.
就是
，do this.
就是吩咐，就是你要做这个，做那个，做那个。
Now let me see how many of you in the room are a genius.
多少人在中间是这个 When, 天才、oh,
？Don't raise your hand yet. Like father, like son.
就是说，有什么样的爸爸，有什么样的儿子。
Two people raise their hand immediately. A father and his son.
有两个人举手，父子俩。
Must be related.
At least another one didn't raise hand.
Here's the question. When you read Paul's command, do this.
当保罗说你做这个。
What should you do?
你要做什么呢？
Do it.
就是去做，照他的命令去做。
Right? Whatever he said.
不管他说什么。
Do it.
就是照着他的吩咐去做。
And very often it will be something I haven't been doing.
很多时候就是你没在做的这件事情。
That's why God put it in the Bible.
这就是为什么神把它放在圣经里。
He knew this is not my nature to do.
他知道这不是我的本性想做的。
And so he says, this is what I want you to do.
所以神就说这是我想让你做的。
I was reading this book and I loved how this writer wrote it.
我就读一本书，我很喜欢这个作者写的。
The writer is talking about studying Greek.
他在想说怎么样来学习希腊文
Now I admire people who read the New Testament in Greek.
我真的是很敬佩那些用希读那个希腊原文圣经的
新约。Last week I spoke at a Bible conference in Illinois.
上个星期呢，我在那个伊利诺伊的一个那个圣经一个当一个学会上讲课。
And there was a young lady there who is doing her PhD at Oxford in classical Greek.
然后呢，有一位年轻的女士呢，她是读那个希腊原文圣经的博士，在读攻读她的博士学位。
So she sat right on the front row.
然后她就坐在第一排。
And I'm speaking mostly from Ephesians.
然后我读很多次，我都是讲以弗所书。
And she's sitting there reading it in Greek.
然后她在那读的那个希腊原文的那个以弗所书。
Just as fast as I can read it in English.
她读的那么快，就跟我读英文一样快。
And I said, if I get something wrong, please don't frown at me.
我说如果我要哪讲错了，你可别对我皱眉头。
I admire people who can do that, but
我很敬佩那些人可以这样做。
This writer said this.
但是这个作者是这么说的。
When Jesus says, Take up your cross and follow me.
他说当主耶稣说背起你的十字架跟随我的时候。
The original Greek means,
这个原文的这个希腊文意味说怎么说呢？
Take up your cross and follow me.
也是就是说背起你的十字架来跟从我。
It's not that difficult.
并不是那么困难。
The difficulty is not obeying. I mean, is not understanding it.
这个问难处不在于你理解这句经文是什么意思。
The difficulty is doing it.
难处就在于你真的去做。
And I have found many times.
我发现很多次。
We like to argue over what it might mean in some hidden meaning and some complicated meaning.
有的时候我们就会去争论说到底这个经文是什么意思，它到底有没有什么背后有什么深奥的意义。
But when Jesus says, take up your cross and follow.
但是主耶稣说当你背起你的十字架跟随的时候。
It means.
它就是意思在说。
Take up your cross and follow.
背起你的十字架。
And that means whatever he's calling me to do today.
就是说他今天无论他让我做什么。
What do I do?
我怎么办呢?
Do it.
你就去做。
But I might say, but that's hard.
但是你说哎呀那个太难了。
I don't want to do it.
我也不想做。
And the original Greek says that's why it's called a cross.
然后这个希腊原文说那为什么就称它是十字架?
He doesn't say take up your ice cream cone and eat it.
他没有说拿起来你的冰淇淋把它吃下去。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because sometimes it's going to be hard.
因为为什么呢?因为跟随他有的时候是很难的。
Sometimes it's going to be something I don't want to do.
有的时候是我不想去做的。
Is there a command to obey?
有没有那个当遵守的诫命?
And please understand.
请大家了解。
As Christian.
作为基督徒。
The Bible is not a Chinese buffet line.
这个圣经好像不像是我们吃的那个自助餐那个一条流水线似的。
Let me have a lot of the sashimi.
哦，你可能有很多不同的苏喜。
I'm going to skip the vegetables.
你说我不喜欢吃蔬菜，那我就跳过这个。
I like the pork.
我喜欢吃猪肉。
I can't do that.
你不能说对圣经说有的喜欢，有的不喜欢。
When I read it.
当你读神的话的时候。
When God's word says do it.
当神的话说命令你说你要去做的时候。
It's a command.
那就是一个诫命，是个吩咐。
And I must obey.
你就要去做。
Because to be a Christian.
因为作为一个成为一个基督徒。
Means to be a disciple of Jesus Christ.
就意味着你要做耶稣基督的门徒。
And a disciple is one who follows and obeys the master.
那个门徒就是跟随服从他的主人。
A disciple doesn't say, you know, I know the master is going there, but I think I want to go over here.
你门徒不是说哦，我知道我的那个主人，我的老师去那边走，但是我想走那边。
A disciple follows his master.
那个门徒就跟着他的老师走。
Is there an example to follow?
那有没有可以效法的榜样?
For me, this largely comes through the sections that are biography.
对我来讲，我很多时候是从那个传记里学习的。
I think many people, when they read the biography sections of Scripture, the historical sections, say, well, there's no commands.
然后我们有的时候就读这个圣经上的这个关于人物的记载，这个传记的时候，我们说，哎，这里边没有诫命嘛。
Interesting reading.
哦，这就是读一下而已，故事。
But when I read biography, I should ask.
当我读这个像传记描述这个人的时候，我应该问。
Is this giving me an example I should follow?
他有没有给我成为一个榜样，我可以跟谁呢？
Give you an example.
比如说一个例子。
I was reading in Genesis 18.
我在读创世纪第十八章。
God says to Abraham, "I'm going to destroy Sodom for their sin."
神对亚伯拉罕说，我要毁灭那个索多玛为了他们的罪。
And Abraham knows that Lot and his family is there.
亚伯拉罕知道他的侄子罗德跟他的家住在那个索多玛。
And he wants to save their life.
他想要拯救救他们。
And so he says, God.
他就对神说，神啊。
If there are 50 righteous people in that city, you wouldn't destroy the whole city if there's 50 righteous people.
他说，假如那城里有50个义人，你还剿灭那地方吗？不为城里这50个义人饶恕其中的人吗？
And God says,No, I won't.
神说我就是我为了那五十个义人，我就不毁灭那个地方。
And then Abraham does something amazing.
然后那个亚伯拉罕所做的真的是很令人惊奇。
It's like he's at a flea market.
就好像他在一个跳蚤市场。
Bargaining the price over something he wants to buy.
然后他好像在跟在讨价还价。
He's talking to God.
你知道他在跟神讲话吗？
And he says, God, wait just a minute, please.
说神啊，哎，再等一下。
What if there were 45?
他说，在这个城里若遇见45个呢？
You wouldn't destroy a whole city if it was only 5 short, would you?
你不会说就因为少了五个，你就把那个城给毁灭吧？
And God says, okay.
神说好吧。
If there's 45, I won't destroy.
他说如果我就发现45个，我也不毁灭那城。
God.
他说哦，神啊。
What if there's only 40?
40个怎么样？
35.
35个。
He bargains all the way down to 10.
他一直跟人讨价还价，到最后只有十个。
Does anyone else find that story to be amazing?
多少人有没有觉得这是一个很令人惊奇的故事？
When I read that, I'm just shocked.
我读那个故事，我简直非常震惊。
Because Abraham is a real person.
因为亚伯拉罕是一个真实的历史上的人
物。And he is talking to God as a friend.
他跟神讲话就好像跟朋友讲话一样。
Why?
为什么？
Because he knows God's heart.
因为他了解神的心意。
And he knows God is a God of mercy and love.
他知道神是有一位慈悲慈爱的，充满慈悲和怜爱的神。
And Abraham is not afraid to say God.
他就不会在神面前害怕说。
I know you're a God of love.
我神啊，我知道你是慈爱的神。
Would you please show that love?
好不好，请你真的显示你的爱。
And he begs and he intercedes on behalf of his friend Lot.
他就是为了他的朋友罗德，他在神面前求情，他在神面前跟神讨价还价。
I read that story.
然后我读那个故事。
And I thought.
我就想。
How much do I love those around me?
我有多爱我周围的人。
Who are in danger of God's judgment.
他们已经在面临神的那个公义的审判。
Do I just say, well, it's their business. It's
然后我说那是他们自己的事情。
Or do I plead with God?
或者我在神面前恳求。
George Mueller.
那个穆勒。
When he became a Christian, had five friends who were unbelievers.
他成为基督徒的时候，他有五个不信主的朋友。
And George Mueller began to pray for those five friends.
穆勒就开始为他的这五个朋友祷告。
One of them became a Christian after just 2 or 3 years.
有一个朋友大概两三年之后就信主了。
Another after about 10 years.
另外过了十年信主了。
Another after 20 years.
另外一个又过了二十年信主了。
The fourth one became a believer a few months before George Mueller died.
第四个呢，在穆勒死之前的几个月才信主。
George Mueller had been praying for 54 years when he died for these five people.
那个穆勒为这五个人呢，在他死之前为他们祷告了54年。
Every single day.
每一天为他们祷告。
The fifth one.
第五个。
Mueller died after 54 years of praying and the man was not a believer.
他为这个人祷告了54年，这个人还没信主。
6 weeks after Mueller died, this man became a believer.
在穆勒死了之后六个星期，这个人成为基督徒。
You see, Mueller read Genesis 18.
然后穆勒是他是读过这个约翰，不是，创世纪十八章。
And he saw a God who wants us to care for other people enough.
就想要去爱别的人，那样的爱，如此的爱别人。
To plead for them.
就为他们来恳求，来祷告。
To intercede for them.
就求神的怜慈悲和怜悯。
And Mueller said.
穆勒说。
There is an example to follow.
他说那里有没有有榜样，我们可以效仿。
I'm going to do that in my life.
我要在我的生命中，我也要那样效去行。
And so I want to ask you as you read this week.
当你这个星期你读圣经的时候
If I remember,
如果我还记得
I'm getting old and I forget things.
我年纪大了慢慢开始忘事
But if I remember next week I'm going to start with the same two questions from today.
所以下星期呢我同样问你们同样的两个问题
How many of you read the Bible this week?
多少个人这个星期你们读圣经了
And I hope now that I'm telling you in advance
我现在先告诉你们我要问的问题
You know, students should never miss a question if the teacher says in advance this is going to be on the test
所以你们就不会说哦，这个老师已经预先说了这个问题会在考试中出现
So I hope next week you will raise
it 所以下个星期你会第一个问题的我你们会举手
And then I'm going to ask
然后第二个问题我要再问的是
Did you do something different this weekAs a result.
因为有没有因为你们读圣经呢你这个星期所做的有所不同
And I really think that if we ask God,
如果我们真的是去求问神，问神，
God, open my eyes to your word.
神啊，求你打，让我的，就让我
的眼睛打开。Show me what you want me to do because of this.
因为这个你想让我做什么？因为我读这个圣经。
And then every day, ask those questions before you read.
每次在你读圣经之前，你问这五个问题。
I think you will find that next week you can say.
所以你下星期你就可以说。
Yeah.
是的
I did something different this week.
我这个星期所做的 有所不同
As a result of what I read.
是因为我读圣经
Because that's why we read.
那就是我们要去读经的原因
It's not just so we can check off on the list. I did this week's reading.
不是说我们这个就在上面就是打勾说哦，我这个星期读完我的圣经了
There are people who read through the Bible every year, the whole Bible.
有些人就是每年把圣经读一遍
And it doesn't change them.
但是他们的生命却没有改变。
It's of no value.
所以对他们没有任何价值。
Howard Hendricks told a story about a young man in his Sunday school.
有一个 Howard 的一个老师，他就说有一个年轻人在他的主日学里边。
Dr. Hendricks was pastoring a church.
他是一个教会的牧师。
And they gave a prize to the person who memorized the most verses in one year.
他们就是说，如果这一年中谁把圣经背的经节背的最多，给他一个大奖。
A sixth grader,
有一个六年级的学生
memorized 600 verses that year.
他那年背了600句经文。
12 verses a week.
每个星期背12节经文。
He won the prize.
所以他最后赢了这个大奖了。
About a month later, a Sunday school teacher came to the pastor and said, someone has been stealing money out of the offering plate.
然后那个主日学的老师就来找这个牧师说，哎，他有人在偷我们这个奉献盘里的钱。
And they had a camera in the ceiling.
然后他们那边有上面像我 I don't think so. OK, 他们有一个录像机。
And they look.
然后他们就看着那个录像机。
And guess who it was?
你知道是谁投钱吗
？Mr. Memory.
就是那个记忆型赢大奖的这个孩子。
Reading scripture.
他去读圣经。
Even memorizing scripture.
他甚至把这个圣经都给背下来。
Is of very little value.
对他来讲没有任何价值。
If I don't apply it.
因为你如果没有把这个应用在你的生活中。
So this week.
所以这个星期。
Read it.
你要。请你去读
Apply it,
然后应用在你的生活中
Put that money back in the offering plate.
然后再把那个钱放回奉献箱
The next two weeks
这再下两个星期
We're going to wrap up and try to do some application of the steps that we have looked at
然后我们就会有一个总结然后把这个各个这个步骤呢把它 连接在一起
But this week in your devotion time focus
在我们灵修的时候
How do I apply this?
就是你的专，请大家专注在说，我如何把这个应用在我的生活。
Ask God to show you. God is there in my life. You want to show me.
你是不是在显示我生命中有什么罪
？Is there a promise that I need to claim in my life?
是不是有什么应许我需要在我的生命中来支取
？Is there some action you want me to do?
有没有什么我可以采取的行动
？Is there a command that I need to be obeying?
有没有我应该遵守的诫命？
Or is there an example of someone that I read and say, ah, I need to be more like that person?
有没有说我可以效法的榜样
Let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Dear God, thank you again for your word.
主啊，我们为你的话语再次感谢你。
Help us to not just be readers.
不要让我们只是做一个读者。
But to be doers.
而让我们做一个行道的人。
This week,Show us from your word what you want us to do.
求你在这个星期让我们显示你想让我们做什么。
And help us to obey.
帮助我们能够顺服。
To walk according to your word.
而且照着你的话去遵行。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们以奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.